It's time for Perf Bites.
What the f*** is Perf Bites?
The fourth square meal of the day. Don't bogart Perf Bites.
Waffles.
Microwave ready.
Add nutritional value to your brain.
It's time for Perf Bites with your hosts Mark Tomlinson, James Pulley, and Howard Chorney.
Perf Bites.
Whatever.
Hey! It's time for Perf Bites.
All right.
Exactly. Welcome to the year-end 2015 Perf Bites Year in Review, which is fabulous. We are in the central command of Perf Bites here in Philadelphia in the studio, where rarely the three of us are in the same room, but maybe once or twice a year, which is kind of a special treat, actually. And we're set up in the studio, and we've got these, you know, everything's really freaking awesome.
And we're all, like,
really,
facing
really
each
cool
other.
Well,
we can see each
quiet
other.
Quiet and... You know, it's kind of muffled.
Should we be playing, like, Auld Lang Syne in the background tonight?
We could. I could put that in there.
Yeah. Da, 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 da,
exactly.
Da,
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Boxing Day.
And
Saturnalia.
Yes, Saturnalia. And Festivus. And
for the
most important one would be Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us. And we saw
Hanukkah.
we saw a heck of a Festivus. Hey, what did we see?
What did you
see? A Festivus pole someplace?
No, remember we were going to get the food tonight. We saw a wonderful Festivus display tonight.
Oh, there was a heck of a Festivus display in that guy's yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every religion was actually represented in that guy's yard.
Were there some feats of strength going on?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Most things now I see are like the plug them in inflatable kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, this was not
right?
That.
That's the big, this was
you
old
know,
school.
You know, the inflatable Kramer always scares me.
Can you get the inflatable Kramer to come in the door?
It's the hair.
It's the hair.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Philadelphia Electric is probably loving this dude.
in a big time. But everything's LED now. So, yeah. You know, that's the whole deal. Anyway, welcome Perf Bites listeners and fans to the year in review. And really two major things we're going to do this year is do a little bit of review looking at the show. And looking at our favorite episodes and the hot topics and things like that. We're also going to hand out the Perfy Awards, which we've talked about. All year long we've talked about. It's not just enough to give out one award because there's so many different people who have been influential. So we have a whole series of different Perfy Awards to give out. But James, I think first we want to give a few announcements out just to remind people.
Yeah, just as a reminder, if you are in need of urgent assistance, please give us a ring or send us an email at ask@perfbites.com.
Yeah, the holidays are still winding down. American Express tried to sell us on the idea that the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, was like the equivalent, if not more, than Cyber Monday in terms of load.
They must have known something about the number of gift cards.
Gift cards.
Yeah, maybe that news program was just an ad for American Express.
Well, I don't know. I went out after I got my gift cards to my favorite record store.
You can even trade them in now.
Right to the record store and used my gift cards.
There you go. Good for you.
Although, I didn't do it online.
No.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the other announcement is kind of a sad note.
Yes.
This Christmas season and holiday shopping period, 1 in 5 e-commerce websites failed in the United Kingdom over Black Friday to today. And this kind of went under the radar, underreported. So we have a whole bunch of keyword searches set up for Perf Bites to find the news of the damned, to bring them
definitely
to you and for educational purposes and a little bit of humor as well. But it has become so common that websites fail that it wasn't newsworthy.
No.
So it's like acceptable practice that these things went down.
It's really hard to accept this. Is this a failure of our industry? Or is this a failure of development? Or is this a failure of project management? Or all the above?
I'm going to chalk it up to all the above this year.
Actually, the weird thing, I think it's performance is always left in the blind spot of multiple disciplines. And just the perfect way you can find that the one thing that all these different groups are not thinking of is performance.
And that's why
if you don't even have a team that says you need a performance team because no one else is thinking about this, that's what I always hear. The reason we need a guy like you, James, or a guy like me is we don't do that. Yeah. And that's bad. And apparently in the UK,
I would
sad.
Be
you
willing,
remember Richard Bishop did the uh,
yeah.
did did the News of the Damned last year, yeah, I think it was. UK. He did a special report.
So I would be willing to accept that this 1 in 5 is not just UK. It probably projects probably over everywhere. All of e-commerce worldwide.
And there were certainly, we heard enough of incidences with U.S.-based companies this year.
Absolutely.
So, in fact, I'll bring up, we did miss one, which was Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, we'll hit that.
It's a sad story of a bad pushing.
Well, you know, an interesting thing, right? We were talking about this at dinner tonight, and, you know, people not thinking of performance, they're not thinking of it at a high enough level either, and that's why nothing's happening, right? You know, we have chief security officers, chief digital officers. Think of all the money that your website is generating for your company. Isn't it time to maybe have a chief performance officer?
Yeah, think of these 20%, how much opportunity costs, not only in that revenue that they lost, but in future revenue for that user who's not going to come back to that site.
Agreed. So very, very sorry to...
Oh, and let's not forget how they'll tell all their friends on Twitter and everything else and their miserable experience.
The chief content officer, doesn't matter how good the content is if it can't be delivered.
Exactly.
Yeah. So shout out to the CMOs out there who expected more from their IT counterparts. You know, give us a call. We can help you make a rational conversation. Have a rational conversation about how to improve your practices. So let's jump right in to our the top count of 2015. Now this is just our opinion in our reflection of stuff. Now I'll share a few stats from the Perf Bytes world. If you guys didn't know this,
yeah.
We have Spreaker. If any of you have been to Spreaker, we go to Spreaker to host everything, and they have the stats. And the top ranked episode in all of 2015 was earlier this year when we discussed web services performance.
That was a great episode.
In API testing, I think about our friends at SmartBear, and they are on Ready API. They have their own podcast on API testing. There's entire companies that do nothing but multi-user load testing of network and server on APIs. All the front-end stuff is done separately from performance. They don't do end-to-end. I see a lot of that. And I think there's a mistake in that.
There is definitely a mistake in that. But, you know, my theory is, you know, I subscribe to the 4 levels of performance testing, and level 2 is API testing, right? You have to go pound your services out before you can go any further, because you have to make sure they're going to stand up before you start driving your front-end content through it, right?
And so, I think mobile is a big driver here, particularly with thick clients on the mobile. So you have an actual native client, and it's issuing web services calls to fulfill it for data. So there's a number of trends that are coming together. You have mobile, you have some of this decoupling that's going on with web services naturally, and then you know, growing interest in how to test it.
I remember a lot of criticism when I was at HP so many years ago that, you know, a lot of the performance testing tools at the time, there was Segway in the market. Sosta was barely even getting started back then. I think about open source wasn't as developed as it is now around performance. And we got dinged all the time because we couldn't support rich Ajax-based web applications with our good old web virtual user. And so a lot of people, if the tool fails you, you're like, well, I can't test the GUI through the normal web stuff. Can you just give me a SOAP request? Can I hit the SOAP interface or a REST interface? Hey, my tools can do that. So to some extent, I wonder if there's a hangover for the last 5 years or 6 years of sort of tool limitations. I don't see that with tools today.
I think this is more of a tool user limitation.
Yeah,
rather than a tool limitation.
All right. Because I think most tools today can handle API level testing fine.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's entire products. I actually think of JMeter. JMeter doesn't do a good job really with many GUIs at all. It's almost a purely API-based load testing tool. And it's gotten a lot of popularity with BlazeMeter, Flood.io, and these other guys. Octoperf, I think, is the one we talked to recently.
And then you have the hybrid. You know, I'm not going to say it's a hybrid, but I'm going to say like tools like LoadRunner and Cloud Test, they can handle front-end or a back-end API very well.
So, yeah, if you haven't listened to the number one show of the year from Perf Bytes, go back and check out web services. Now, oddly, the top ranked episode in 2014 was around dynamic data correlation. Now, James, that was just you and I. Do you remember that show?
I do remember that show. And it's a tough topic for a lot of people because, let's face it, a lot of people coming into the industry are not trained, and both the concepts and the practices of how you capture data are not easy. You know, because there's a conceptual piece, then there's a mechanical piece, and we talked about both of those items, how to identify the correlation candidates, how to use particular tools to actually collect them.
Why you should do it.
And why it's important to do it. So I do remember that show, and occasionally I get feedback from that as well from people who have listened to it that it's helped them out.
Yeah.
But it's a show I recommend often to people who ask the question, how do I find these things?
If you look at these two together, at the web services layer, again, the API layer is, to most users or most testers, it's that invisible thing happening at the transport level behind my application.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is true about this transport level data correlation that has to happen. IDs, hidden fields, all sorts
it's
of things.
It's invisible
in the web
and I can't see it.
Or it could be embedded fields in a sockets-based application or something like that, right? Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Sending and receiving and correlating your sending and receiving. So if you're at a challenge right now in your career in really figuring out what's going on, let's say maybe you're a good client performance person. You study the Souder books. You've got your GT metrics. You've got your Y slow, your whatever happening. But you're starting to do load testing at the transport layer, and you're getting stumped on why the script doesn't work. This is most likely the number one episode you want to go back and listen to. And we did it last year. Let us know if we need to refresh that. And, of course, the all-time top ever ranked episode was from 2013. Was performance analysis.
Now, why are you giggling, James?
We're suspicious of this actually being a use. Now, performance analysis, no kidding you. It's going to be interesting to people, right?
But performance analysis is really the root of it all anyways, right? Because after you get all your results, if you want to really show the value of the
bottleneck
test.
Identification,
exactly,
root cause analysis, this kind of
everything.
Stuff. But really, James,
yeah,
it's Mike Lyles who can't stop listening. To
is
the
that what it is?
News of the so yeah, it is the it,
you're right. Analysis is where all the value is delivered.
Absolutely.
For the most part, if you just
print analysis,
off a report and hand it in, there's very low value.
It's probably one of the most
abused area.
I don't want to say abused. I want to say there's probably the least amount of skill set in the area of analysis, right?
I do, yeah.
And the analysis is what really separates the performance testing adults from the performance testing children, all right?
In the classes I teach, I find that people do a really good job of thinking analysis about gathering the information and putting it in a graph. Instead, synthesizing that data, and an analysis and synthesis have a process to it whereby you're actually talking about meaning. And that's really what we got after on that episode.
And
so I think that was that really hit home, and it still hits home.
And then the important
why
thing,
was I giggling? Because that is the episode where we ran Prancer's into Joanna size. Rohrbach and Prancer's eyes.
Exactly.
And I tried to be witty. I made some glue references. And
I lost it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right up front. Yes, I declared the wrong winner of Miss Universe. Yes,
the wrong winner.
That's right.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. So a few other things you might not know about PerfBytes, especially in the last 12 months or so here in 2015. The top geographies for our listenership, the folks that are listening to the podcast right now, number one, as you might imagine, is the USA. Probably because we speak English. And we're from the USA.
I speak Southern.
He speaks Southern. It's slightly different.
And I speak Boston.
So we speak English on the show. If anyone really would like to start Perf Bytes Espanol or Sprechen Sie mal Deutsch, if we wanted to translate it into Farsi or Hindi or something like that, give us a call. We'll start some. Because number two is India. Now, it's probably India because they probably speak English better than we do with all the training they get, you know, to to work in American what firms the, overseas.
More loans, like the Queen's English, though, versus collaborating American English.
Yeah, they had lots of U's and E's.
U's and E's, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
U's and E's.
So India's number two. So a shout out to our brothers and sisters in India who want to be better performance people. They're number two of everyone in the world, the population. Number three, the UK. Probably because they really need to learn more about performance and hopefully we're driving home the message.
It's the ticketing agencies.
Yeah, I was just going to say, especially in the ticketing agencies.
And maybe we need to translate it. We'll get Simon or somebody from the Test Bash world over there. Richard Bishop or Ian will do that. Number four, Poland. For some reason in Poland, Perf Bites is really popular. Number four, geography.
Because of the old Pope?
It could be because of the Pope. He's very popular. Maybe he's into performance because he's got to deal with a large install base, huge user capacity planning. Thinking,
I just don't know.
Is the church into e-commerce?
Well, you know, there's a lot. There's
e-tithing.
There's a lot of off-site, nearshore that happens in Poland.
Oh, that's true. All right, there you go. All right, and so that's you might not know that. So if you're in the U.S., thanks for listening. But call people in Canada and other parts of the world. We really like to get to the Far East a little bit better. So China, Japan, Australia. We know we have some listeners in Australia.
But call your friends in the U.S. too. We could always expand our listener base here.
Expand there, yeah. And then, of course, growing in India. If you have people in India who are maybe working through one of the larger SI firms or something like that, and they're just getting started in performance, turn them on. You guys are doing a great job. Turn them on to Perf Bites and we'll help them learn.
In the UK, just remember, in India, 1,000 new performance testers are minted every day.
Every day. They come out of any, there's a lot of people doing.
They read their YouTube. They go watch their YouTube videos.
And if the Pope is actually listening, then give us a call. We'll help you keep the website running. Now, I also asked James and Howard here to chime in on, at least for us, from our perspective, for the fun that we have, that I think part of the reason people listen to Perf Bites is because we just have a hell of a good time doing what we do. James, what was your favorite episode and why?
The CDN.
He sounds like the Sarge.
The CDN.
Exactly. CDN, Content Delivery Networks.
It is.
What did you like about this one?
Okay, so really it's a subject matter that's close to my heart.
Yeah.
Because it is the most underutilized piece of technology for both external facing and internal facing applications that allow you to get the largest gain without rewriting your app.
It's almost, in the easiest form, you just flip a button and it takes care of a lot of the stuff
that
takes out
your
site.
You can set your CDN as priority as a proxy to the front end of your website through your DNS. And then basically you set the rules in the CDN. It will take care of a lot of sins of development for you.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. And James, I want to comment. You know, that was my runner-up because I was really I was in turmoil between that one and the one I'm going to choose. But, you know, another really interesting thing about the CDN is I actually had one of our SOSTA sales reps come up to me and said that was his favorite episode because – he was actually able to go on a client site after listening to that episode and speak intelligently to the client and not sound like just a sales guy.
Or thinking CDN was just Canadian dollars.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, in the client actually commented on his depth of knowledge on CDNs.
That's
and he got
awesome.
All the data from that show.
Now, who is this? What was his name? First name?
His first name's Ed.
Ed. So big applause
so
for
Howard.
Ed.
Obviously, he took that as an inspiration to go and listen to other podcasts on the CDN as well.
Yes.
And, of course, he's a faithful Perf Bites listener, too.
Oh.
So that'll be good. So I think the CDN, the other thing is it's more sophisticated than you might remember it. So if you're an old network administrator ops guy, old CDNs in the old day that are just doing static content, that's not it. You can cache your entire JavaScript libraries into the jQuery CDNs. You can put entire data structures, streaming media. On the streaming episode we did, we talked about CDNs.
Sure. You can have Akamai and YouTube and organizations like this as edge networks for your content for delivery. I mean, it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah.
And it's not just commercial providers like Fastly or Akamai. It's open source. It's Squid. It's Varnish.
Yep.
It's even internal things that you don't think of, like Riverbed appliances that are actually your WAN gateways.
Yep.
So you can get large boosts in these areas, even with internal applications like SAP Web.
Without halting the life cycle, the software development lifecycle. This is something for the ops guys can do.
Can fix some of those sins.
Ugh. Howard, what's your favorite episode of the year? And by the way, Howard joins us after the first few years of Perf Bites. Now you've joined us this year. This is the end of your first year of being a Perf Bition host.
And boy, have I had a great time.
Yes.
Yes.
And of all the ones we've done, we did the 10 things a developer should know.
Absolutely.
We did the SharePoint performance with Andy at your house.
Yeah, for pancakes and bacon.
Yeah.
So my favorite of the year was bots, bots, bots.
Bots, 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 yeah.
Because first of all, we get to talk like robots throughout the show. So that just
was good.
Made it extra fun. But, you know, I think the bot, I don't think a lot of people are really thinking about bots and the way bots can affect the performance of your site.
They're thieves.
They are.
They steal cycles. They steal resources from your site, right? And they're really hard to find. So, you know, I'm kind of hoping with that show that people really start thinking about, oh, we'd have this other form of traffic out there that we need to really start worrying about.
And if you took a class about how to do work, create a workload profile, how to learn how to do load testing, they teach you how to do the known traffic.
Right.
Go to the user story, go to the requirements, this is the such and such. They don't say, here's the stuff you know you don't know.
That you need to account for because it's going to burn you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen it on sites before where you get these inexplicable runaway processes and things going. It's like, and then everything calms down and then you start combing through your data and like, oh my goodness, I had a little bot attack going on at that point in time.
You get the question, you push your product to production, the behavior is nothing like you saw in performance test. And everyone says, well, why didn't it look like it did in test?
Mm-hmm.
Because our load doesn't look like it does in production.
Exactly. Connecting production. And this may be a big thing for the DevOps world, for people are actually learning how to connect ops back to dev. That's a huge thing. So a shout out to everyone that actually took the leap and said, we're going to do load testing in prod. When a lot of the mainstay people for the first 10, 15 years of my career, you never did that.
Nope.
Now we do it. And look at the things you learn and say, wow, if only we had incorporated this traffic in what we were load testing.
Oh, Pulley's giving me the evil eye right now. Of course he is.
If only we had known this back when Mercury was writing the training, back with Neil Ashizawa.
Come on, Pulley.
Let me tell you about the couple of issues I found testing in prod that would never have been found in
I'm just giving you a little shit there. But
I understand.
Yes. Exactly.
And Mark, what was your favorite episode?
My favorite episode, to the chagrin of Howard, actually, I think of the person, is the Andy Grabner and Dynatrace for inviting us to do our first live multi-day event on-site kind of. We've done episodes, but we haven't done like a multi-day thing. Howard, you didn't get to join us, so our target next year is to maybe do something with SOSTA very similarly, so that would be pretty awesome. But I that was kind of my favorite thing just because I like to experiment and do new things, and that was 2 days of nonstop, pretty much testimonials, nonstop, and there's three episodes of it.
It's kind of a haze to me because I was fighting a cold during the event, and so it's like a blur of activity.
Yeah. Part of the feel was you're kind of like just going to a Mercury user conference back in the hot days of Mercury Interactive, only the Windrunner people and Test Director people weren't there. It was just the Loadrunner people.
That's true.
It's just the performance geeks.
And there were over 1,000 of them.
Over 1,000 of them. So that's, I have to say, that was my favorite episode, not because we didn't get to do it with you, Howard, of course, but mostly because it was so new and I want to do more events like that. That was very exciting. Exhausting, but exciting at the same time.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's what you have sort of our top topics, the hot stuff in 2015. We'll take a little break for a word from our sponsors, LightSquare.
Sure.
Sure.
LightSquare.com is proud to be a sponsor of Perf Bytes. LightSquare.com is a unique offering for performance tuning as a service for web architectures. LightSquare delivers tuning recommendations in under 72 hours without the typical investment in tools, license fees, or consultants, where we do the work up front. With LightSquare, you only pay based on the level of improvement. Find out more about LightSquare's unique pricing model at www.litesquare.com/pricing.
Want to bring us back from the break?
Yeah, well, welcome back, everybody. Let's head into our awards for the year. So in part one, we spoke about, you know, kind of our favorites for the year, what we saw as interesting, a few statistics. Now let's talk about those people, those events that define the year in such a way that they have to be recognized. And Mark,
you have to get an award. Like, what is a perfy? What does a perfy mean?
Perfy means something that just stands out so much that it defines the industry.
I think, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
No,
either.
No. I was going to say it's also something that kind of stops me speaking, which is rare. Sometimes makes me want to cry a little bit.
I've had to take a shower after some of these.
Yeah, not feeling so
I'm
good.
I'm looking at it differently. I look at some of these and I just laugh my keister off, right? Because they're just so ridiculously funny.
And
I can't help it.
I think we need to start off with a special sector punishment award.
Punishment award is given to, different verticals, healthcare. Obviously, they've gotten a serious punishment in the past. Travel, right? So travel as a sector.
Airline,
e-commerce could be interesting
as a sector. And this one is for geography and a specific discipline.
A specific discipline.
Should we have a little drum roll before?
Mark, I submit for the Sector Punishment Award for 2015, PERFY. Online ticket sales in the United Kingdom.
So sorry.
So devastating.
So sorry. Test Bash, I gave a 99-second talk shouting out to Ticketmaster, and we offered to help them, and I haven't heard from anyone. But
Unfortunately, there is no one here to accept the award on behalf of the industry.
Well, there's pretty much nobody here except for us, so nobody's accepting.
That's true, so I guess we could just kind of fill that in.
So they have no choice but to accept the award because... Well, we've thrust it upon them.
If there is a trade association that we can send the award to, please let us know.
And
we'll be happy to send
remember,
your burning server.
Maybe offer to appear at their conference next year with a free seminar on how not to crash your website.
Exactly.
And just remember, there's no takesies back.
That's right. Exactly. The next award, I'm going to call it the /huff.po award. Which was /.huff.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, Mark, you going to take us through this one?
Yeah, exactly. The idea here is that you've got some unsuspecting small website that was never really built to have massive amounts of traffic that gets some sensational thing. It reminds me of the ice skating rink site in Canada that hit the news somewhere, was on HuffPo. Prancercise, of course, is the most famous HuffPo effect.
Yes.
You know, some weird, crazy thing, little web. Her website was never built for that. The /.huffpo.award this year for 2015 goes to the Honorable George Takei for his photon torpedoing of a website regarding the same-sex marriage in North Carolina. I believe it was Senate Bill number 2, which is something about religious objection and a process, whatever, which turns out not to really be anything in the end. But it made it onto HuffPo or one of the George Takei Twitter feed things, and kaboom, goes viral.
Yeah, I think the offense was that there was an out, even though there was a mechanism to get someone a license in the end, that it was not acceptable to have an out for any reason, even though... George is out, so I can't quite figure that one out.
Yeah, and I think he's married.
So you being in North Carolina, did the bill pass?
The bill passed, and what it amounted to was a path by which if a person who was to issue a license had a religious objection, that there was a secondary person who could step in for that person.
And then a tertiary person,
and then a quaternary person.
So by the end of the day, the folks who wanted to complete their nuptials could.
Yes. There was always a person who would be available to issue the license all the way up to, I think, the governor.
Yeah.
If it came to
so even a minor misunderstanding goes viral and takes out this little website. Now, the next one is very, very interesting. And given that you're Howard is wearing a sweater from The Big Lebowski.
The dude.
Looks like the dude from The Big Lebowski, which is sort of another sort of deity in and of himself.
I am an
ordained Dudas priest.
There you go.
So this really does. Yeah.
Howard, why don't you take us through this one?
So the next one is our religious leader head-to-head steel cage match award. And this one went between the Dalai Lama with the flowing...
Lama
with the flowing robes, the eminence, the grace, versus Pope Francis. And, drumroll please, the winner is... Pope Francis. Why? Because the Pope took out websites that had nothing to do with religion. Exactly. The Pope came here to Philadelphia and
took out the train system.
Took out SEPTA system.
Took out the City Hall
took
system.
Out city, oh, thing. Even took out City Hall.
There were hiccups in the City Hall system for people looking for information.
Awesome.
Because they blocked off the entire downtown area. You know, on his visit.
You got the Pope. He took on the Coptic Pope in round one.
Exactly.
Defeated him. He took on the Eastern Orthodox Pope in round two.
Yep.
Took him out. And then he took on the Lama in round three. Most difficult
the
of
Lama
all these
himself.
Rounds.
Dalai Lama was in the Boulder, I think it was.
Yeah,
Denver?
He took out Boulder and one other place for ticket sales.
Yep.
And
but that was ticket sales. He didn't take out the train system in Town Hall,
not.
City
he
Hall,
not.
And everything else. So, I mean, he had much more. It was a much more catastrophic effect.
So good on you, Pope Francis. That's pretty good for a religious award. And you're not up against just anyone, right?
Nope. It was the Dalai Lama.
Yeah. The Dalai Lama.
He can make you one with everything.
James, you ready to take a little cleansing shower after this next award?
Yes, I will be ready for a shower after this award. So I was looking at the most influential groups or families of performance this year, and I got to say the Kardashian clan.
The Kardashian clan.
When we look at former
families, you could say would be in the UK would be Princess Kate and
that would be the royal family. For the last couple of years, I think would have a
or the Book of Mormon because the Mormons are really just one big family.
There were some ticket.
Could this not be the royal family of schlocky reality TV?
Oh, it could be. Oh. Yeah.
I'm going to be a little ill.
So we have
Kim, who regularly crashes websites, even the Apple Store website recently.
Yes, recently with the emoji thing. Right?
Her behind emoji, I think, sat on the website or something of that nature.
Her behind emoji? There's an emoji of her butt?
I think so, yeah. Then we have... Kanye, who regularly crashes fashion websites, including Adidas,
he's actually really successful as a fashion mogul. Who knew?
Hey, didn't he crash Nike website once too?
He has the infamy of holding up from a performance perspective both Nike for Air Yeezy and Adidas for his Yeezy boots there.
Yeah. Damn.
Nike has addressed the architectural issue that caused that. I don't believe Adidas has.
Instead of feeling queasy right now, I'm feeling pretty Yeezy.
Oh.
And I got to say, you give a shout out to Craig and the guys at Foot Locker. You can always go there and get your shoes.
Yeah, yeah. So so not only do we have Kim and Kanye, but we have Bruce/Caitlyn.
That's right.
We have Kylie. And crashing websites, just putting on makeup.
Yeah, that's all they have to do.
And here at the end of the year, They crashed a photo website for Photo Norway. I guess Kylie and her mom were wearing one-piece bathing suits. They had to wake some people up in the middle of the night to come in and fix the website.
Norwegian website crash.
Yes.
In Norway?
In Norway.
But they're Armenian. Why didn't they crash an Armenian website?
Norwegian website? I don't know.
What are they doing? Swimming in the fjords or something?
That's pretty good.
In the hot springs or something? Come from the land of the ice and snow.
It's you know, they're in small clothes and it's cold.
Yes. Now, I'll give a shout out to our good friend Harold Malaman, who was a performance engineer working, I think, with Blazemeter, actually, J-Meter and Blazemeter, to do a small fashion website launch for Kanye and Kim, or of the Kardashians. And that site went flawlessly because you had a senior-level performance engineer doing the work, knew what he was doing, and so good on you, Harold, for trying to make a difference with the world's worst family.
His water bill must have been horrendous during that whole event. Yeah.
Now, I'll take the next one, which is sad for me, because I'm very faithful about these people getting it right. And I see, you know, I watch the Velocity videos about people that helped the website that shall not be named. The award is called the Unrepentant Site of the Year, which means unabashedly, unashamedly, as much as they do to be successful, to the millions of people that have signed up for healthcare, good on you. The website, however, didn't fare so well. So we're giving the Unrepentant Site of the Year is the site that shall not be named, healthcare.gov. And 2 years, several billion dollars more than it was when it was first launched, continues to falter here and there. And I don't see them changing anything drastically within the architecture.
Our tax dollars.
This architecture has not changed, and it is now more than four times the infrastructure cost of all of Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I would say the architecture probably has changed. It just hasn't solved the problem.
So it hasn't changed for the better.
Yeah. I mean, they may have solved other problems that were bigger and, you know,
talk about somebody who could use a chief performance officer.
Chief performance officer. Yeah. Not just a project coordinator at the front of the room, guys.
What a novel idea that is.
So very sorry to all of the healthcare people for they get that award once again. Exactly. Howard, over to you. This is one of your favorite awards, I know.
Oh, of course. This involves his airness. Well, it's really not his airness. His airness was just happened to want to sell a house. So basically the why not, we're going to title this one the Why Not Try YouTube Award for self-inflicted website outages caused by the posting of a viral video of his airness, Michael Jordan's real estate agent decided to put his house walkthrough on a video.
On his own server.
On his own server, yes.
And yeah, just probably kinda, running on his laptop.
Probably. You know, it was probably like an old, you know, this an is old 486 of, or something like
this
that.
This is a type of individual who should be supervised when using a power drill.
Yes. Yeah, that's maybe even supervise and using an electric pencil sharpener. But anyways, he put...
And this was tough competition because there were other people that posted videos that would be very popular, and even some of the campaigns or the debates, I think.
Some of them go to YouTube, some of them don't. There were a lot of governments that were posting particularly of interest, police videos.
That's police shooting in Amsterdam videos. There was the one.
And this was really a notable private market example of someone self-inflicting problems.
Yeah, hey, who wouldn't want to see walk through Michael Jordan's house?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I don't know if it sold the house, but, you know, it was nice to look at.
Congratulations. It's the Why Not Try YouTube Award.
Yeah.
So it looks like we're about to turn the tides now, Mark, and go with the Most Improved Site of the Year Award.
Yeah, we'll give it to James, who can always go through this with a straight face.
Yeah. So the 2015 award for Most Improved Site of the Year, Prancercise.
Oddly near and dear to our heart. We have gone back to check on her site.
Yeah. So this is Joanne Rohrbach. She's capitalized very heavily. I mean, heck, she's even done pistachio commercials on TV.
Yep.
While prancercising?
Yeah.
While prancercising.
Yep.
And
she's grown the business. There's more videos. She does full e-commerce on the website now.
Yep.
Responsive design. They made the investment after seriously ending up
the new... as the bunt of so many jokes.
Yes. As the business was headed to the glue factory.
So
Mark, good on you.
Just as we have this positive note, our most improved side of the year, and Joanne, if you call us or send us an email, we will get you an award.
Yes.
We'll be happy to.
We'll give you a perfect.
I think
whatever
we need to talk about people who are really influential to us and to the industry as a whole. So, Mark, I want to turn it to you for Fan of the Year.
Fan of the Year. We had the pleasure in Boston, STPCon in the fall here up in Framingham. Framingham.
Beautiful. If you can't find it in Framingham, you don't need it.
You don't need it. And I remember we were taking a drive. James, you and I hopped in the car to head over to Applause.
Yes.
And our friends at Applause to do one of the receptions, which was really fun. And we just happened to be talking to Tim Western.
And we're like, and hop in a car.
He seemed to be, it was like stardom. He was like, he'd never met us.
Starstruck.
In person. But he's like, I hope you, he was in the back seat. And he's like, this is, I'm in the car with the Perf Bites guys. Or something to that effect, right? It was very endearing. He's a totally sharp guy. And so it was really fantastic to meet Tim. And his enthusiasm for the show was just inspiring. So our fan of the year goes out to Vertax himself, Tim Western. Congratulations.
Yay.
To Tim.
Yay.
That would be marvelous. And then we'll give another shout out to sort of Person of the Year. Now, this one is also influential, could be influential in a negative way, could be influential in a positive way.
Yeah,
but the
he's influential.
Person of the Year, Howard, we're going to give this to Simon Knight,
and
good friend.
Why Simon's getting
that? Mark, let's roll back for the last couple of years, the people we've had for Person of the Year, and talk about why we picked Simon. So the first year it was Princess Kate.
The Duchess of Cambridge herself.
Duchess of Cambridge, for her ability, her unique ability to put stress on the British fashion industry.
Yes.
Then last year it was the CTO of Tiger Air.
For his successful capability of running a very scalable website and stealing the competitors' business when they failed.
And in fact, him going in front of the press and saying, not only are we going to offer these fares, but our site is going to stay up. And it did.
And it did.
Putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, yeah. So now we have Simon. So I want you to profile for our audience why we picked Simon.
Well, first of all, Simon is awesome. I had the pleasure of just being an assistant to him while he was teaching one of these classes at Test Bash earlier this year. And it was really, really awesome. But what he's done for the dojo and the Ministry of Testing, this is Rosie Sherry and all the good folks over in the UK. He's gone and created more than 20 different, I think it's called Performance Testing 101, and it's really a highly comprehensive online training capability that gets people all those foundation skills, regardless of what tool they're using, etc. But, you know, you and I talk about doing a webinar here or a workshop there, and I've done plenty of that work. And our vendors, of course, have good tool training, very comprehensive tool training to get you 2 or 3 days worth of in-depth training on stuff. But to have one individual on his own create 20-plus different training videos and put them out there for the community, that's pretty awesome. So our slogan is helping IT people to improve performance practices, and I think Simon did an extraordinary job of doing that. So,
yeah, I agree. I mean, we were looking for candidates, and you suggested Simon. I can't disagree at all with your observations.
So go check it out, dojo.ministryoftesting.com. And who knows, you might see more Perf Bites content going over there.
little foreshadowing there, Mark.
Yeah. Now a little few thank yous, Howard.
So let's start out with, first and foremost, STPCon for continually inviting us and supporting us and allowing us to graciously partner with them during the events and do our live broadcasts. We have a lot of fun doing it. Our audience seems to be growing every single show. I think in Framingham, we must have 40 or 50 people in the audience, and it's just great.
So, easily. And I think we're going on, I don't, this this next year has got to be the seventh time we've done it. I mean, we've been at like the STP cons.
I know I've done three. I've done three. So
yeah, I mean, this is just it's just fantastic. So shout out a big thank you to Rick and Peggy and James and the STP con folks. Mike Lyles is working there now, so we look forward to doing more and supporting the STP community as we go.
Now let's talk about our sponsors and for their continued support all year. We'd love to shout out and say thank you to Smart Bear and Sosta for your ongoing support. We couldn't do some of the things we're doing without you.
Yes, absolutely. So Paul Bruce came to join us at the
he was in Framingham. Boston. Yeah.
Paul was awesome, brought us a bottle of scotch, which is, I think, Dawany, I think it was. That was good.
That's always appreciated.
Yeah, I think, and I think it was gone within a day or something.
And also we want to say thanks to Dynatrace, specifically Andy Grabner, for letting some of us join perform.
That's true. But mostly Andy has been a huge supporter of the show.
He has. There's no problem with Andy at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also want to say thanks to everyone who joined us here in Philadelphia at the barbecue this summer. We had a wonderful barbecue. And thanks to Alex, Jeff, Carlos, Chuck Masters for coming and joining us. And
some spouse. Carlos brought his fiancée at the time.
Yep.
Obviously, Brenda was here.
Yeah, Brenda was here.
Jeff and his wife came.
Martha was here.
Yeah, and so this was biggest barbecue we'd done yet.
And we had a great time. And, you know, we also got some great live content out of it, too. We had a lot of fun there.
Yes. And there's a rematch this year.
Yeah.
There will be a rematch in 2016.
There will be
a
rematch.
Not that I'm looking forward to it.
And not that we won't be cooking in my home smoker with everything that I can use.
You will have home smoker advantage.
I will have home smoker advantage. So that's bring it on. Bring it on, sucker.
Now, we want to give a shout out also to the people who respond on Twitter. We have a Slack group, a Skype group. We have all these different ways of contacting and actually sending stuff into ask@perfbytes.com. These are frequent contributors who let us know when they find a unique story or a funny thing or stuff. The one that comes to mind off the top of my head is Vince Oliverio and John Curtis, of course. John's been on the show with us, James, a while back. He's a consultant. But they're always finding stories. Matt Ditz sent in a note recently. Eric Pragler, of course, is always chiming in and sending stuff our way. Paul Bruce from Smart Bear, he's in my inbox quite a bit. And Doug Hoffman was recently at the STP Con. He got up and actually shared a bit of stuff. He's been there also in Phoenix, I think. And Doug said...
I think he was out at Whopper as well, wasn't he?
He was a Whopper. He was a big Whopper scribe as well. So thank you to all the folks. I'm thinking also in the Boston area is Corey Goldberg.
And then we had a lot of shoe winners this year, too.
Oh, that's right. If you haven't received your shoes and you won some shoes, let me know.
If we read your name off and you haven't gotten your shoes.
Yeah, just send an email to idintgetmyfrickinshoes@perfbytes.com.
It'll get tomorrow.
Where the heck are my shoes?
Where are my frickin' shoes? So just this fall alone, Deb Schmitz, Aftab Alam. Aftab gave a great testimonial at Dynatrace Perform. Yeah. Syed did a great job. Ali did a great job. Doug Harder out at Ancestry. He was there in Denver. Alexei, who was with us in San Diego.
For our first show.
Who finally got his shoes.
Denver, and then he finally got his shoes. So, Alexei, shout out to you.
Yeah, they went through, I guess there was a little customs hassle with the shoes going through.
Mostly it was trying to make, he didn't want them to go through the customs in Russia, because they would say Nike on the box, and he'll never see them. So we had to wait until he was coming back to the States.
Oh, is that how we worked it
out? So we finally got it.
And then Howard? You finally got your shoes.
Howard finally got a pair of perfect shoes.
I got my host shoes, though.
Yes.
I didn't win my shoes. Or did I win my shoes because I joined the cast?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. So congratulations. And if those of you that have never come to a live Perf Bites episode at an STP con or another event, we usually give away a pair of shoes. So thank you to our sponsors, because the funding that they do to support the show helps us generate these giveaways to you know, support the community.
Hey, and for our friends in the Bay Area, that's where the next STTPCon will be, and we will all be there broadcasting live again.
If you want to win a pair of Perf Bite shoes, you got to come to STTPCon.
And if you want to be a co-driver,
yeah,
let me know.
Yeah, and it's April 4th through the 7th. Will be.
Yeah, I think we determined that.
Yeah. Well, Perf Bites listeners, we're all winners this year in 2015. I want to thank you personally for listening to the show all year long. We're going into what will be the fourth year of Perf Bites in this new year, and I'm very grateful and thank you.
Yeah, because it was a very difficult time in the twos and the threes, let me tell you.
Yeah, rebellious, asking why all the time. So thank you very much for listening to the show today and listening to the show all year long.
As always, as I've said all year long, thank you to the lovely Mrs. Chorney for letting me have all this fun. And of course, thanks to you, our listening audience. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Without you all, we're just sitting here in limbo. So thanks again. Please tell your friends. Continue to listen. Send us letters, cards. Let us know what you want to hear. Remember, this is your show. And again, a humble thanks and a happy new year.
So Mark was pulling statistics recently, and we looked to see what our demographics were for male, female, over particular ages. And I saw that my mother owns the demographic group of women in the United States over the age of 55. Yes. Mom, you're number one. Thank you for listening in 2015.
Thank you to James Mom.
And I look forward to you listening in 2016.
Yeah. Of course, I'll give a shout-out to Dr. Martha and the sexy Irish voice of Perf Bites. Everything is looking really good here in Perf Bites Central for the new year, which is totally cool. Of course, we give another shout-out to our special thanks to the sponsors, Sosta, for their support of the show and the Perf Bites community.
Today's show is powered by the TARDIS. Not just any TARDIS, mind you, but the one currently bouncing about the continuum with me and Clara on board and without the broken chameleon circuit.
All of today's Perf Bites episode is 100% copyrighted and protected by the Doctor's Immortal Army, Rory Williams, the Immortal Centurion, me, and Captain Jack, not to be confused with Captain Morgan. Violate the copyright and you will have no place in time or space to hide.
For more information about the Perf Bites show, please visit the website at www.perfbites.com or follow us on the Twitter, the Tumblr, the Facebook. And of course, you can always subscribe and listen to the Perf Bites podcast on iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, testingpodcast.com. Just open your favorite listening app and search for Perf Bites. Click the subscribe button. Please send us an email with your questions or thoughts at ask@perfbites.com, or you could even leave us a voicemail at 77-LOAD-PERF. That's right, 775-623-7373.
Hello, Perf Bites Army. Keep those cards, letters, iTunes reviews, emails, faxes, and notes via Tiger Air coming our way.
The Perf Bites show and staff are supporters of the Practical Performance Analyst, the Performance Engineering Book of Knowledge, Test Bash, and the Ministry of Testing, the Computer Measurement Group, the Workshop on Performance and Reliability, and of course, the Software Test Professionals Community of Software Testers. We always hope to see you at the next STPCon, which is coming up in April 2016 in Silicon Valley. They drink lots of caffeinated beverages in the valley, so you won't be alone.
There's a Pete's Coffee in Mountain View, and I think another one right near the airport.
There's actually a Pete's Coffee right in SJC. Yeah.
I'm a Dr. Pepper guy. I'm a pepper. You're a pepper. Be a pepper.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you at the next live event, or just catch us on the next episode of Perf Bites.
Have a great New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you.